Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Position your mind. Change your thoughts. Over the past few years studying human behavior, I've been captivated by the fact that we can control our lives by controlling our thoughts. I'm excited to know that you and I have the power to control our lives by changing our thoughts. This might seem elementary to some, but it's something that people find very hard to do. We set out each day to live a life that is consistent with who we are in Christ Jesus. For the most part, before noon arrives, we have gotten off track. Some of us have given people a piece of our mind. Some of us have gotten angry and sinned as a result of not controlling our anger. Some of us have decided or said something negative or been critical as it relates to a coworker, as it relates to a friend, an acquaintance, or a peer. For some reason, the positive, constructive day that we plan to have has been interrupted. All of our efforts to direct our thoughts and actions to glorify the name of Jesus are coming up short. We have missed the mark. Well, in Romans chapter 8, verse 5, the writer shares these words with us. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. This verse explores the believer's ability to identify with who he is in Christ and make the decision to conduct himself as such. Prior to leaving home each morning, I'm sure you, just like me, have your mind made up to reflect the image and character of Christ in you and in all you do. But for some reason, we get off track. Why? Could it be that we set or position our minds to live according to the Spirit, according to the will of God, but instead we allow things outside of us to get to us? Our thought patterns, our thought process changed, and we make decisions to live or conduct ourselves according to the flesh, according to our feelings. You and I will be challenged today by outside forces or outside stimuli that will present opportunity for us to be otherwise minded. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't allow yourself to drift away from the shore of Christ-like thinking. No matter what happens or comes your way during the day, you have to stay focused. The kingdom is counting on you. We can't allow ourselves to be tossed to and fro like children. If we allow ourselves to be carnally minded, we have our minds set on the flesh, on our feelings. Death is the result. But if we are spiritually minded, have the right thinking, life and peace is what we will experience. When you and I make the decision to set or position our minds to change our thoughts, this includes our affections, our mental processes, and our will that submit it to God. Each decision we make throughout the day is made with a mind that is positioned to please God in our thoughts, in our beliefs, and in our behavior. So position your mind to have a great day and possess great results. Position your mind to have a great day and have one. Position your mind to have a great day and don't allow anything contrary to enter your gate of life and peace. Position your mind. Change your thoughts now. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.